Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show for today. True straight up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We have Dr. Brian June Depp with us today on the show, talking about his latest column. So, Brian, so Chuck and I have, and they're very good, some MyPillow sheets, MyPillow pillowcases.
Loafers.
Yeah, MyPillow shoes, exactly. But apparently,
Nazi regalia.
Nazi regalia.
You need to repent for this. You guys are neo-Nazis now.
Tell us what you're talking about.
I've got a D on here. Now that could be Dartmouth or Denver, or it could be Deutschland. It's Deutschland.
Yeah. Deutschland über alles.
Yes, exactly.
You have a great column in American Thinker on this whole nonsense. Tell us what you found and what you think about it.
My article was probably better suited for the Babylon Bee because it's so absurd. Mike Lindell is running a special and he's selling his pillows for the Nazi price, apparently, of $14.88. And, you know, it's an odd number, but not unheard of. There, you can go on Amazon or Walmart or Target, as I did, and I found things for sale. Barbie doll or some pencil case or something for $14.88. I don't know how or why people price things the way they do. There's probably
because people got used to it like $9.99. That's a ripoff. So now they go $8.88 and it doesn't sound quite so high.
$9.99 is a tribute to the late Herman Cain.
That's right.
$9.99. Anyhow, the astute observers at the Huffington Post and CBS and some other networks thought that Mike was sending a dog whistle to the Nazis. Apparently, 14 stands for the 14-point plan, which is some Nazi plan of something or other that Southern Poverty Law Center says so it must be so. And 88 is 88. The eighth letter of the alphabet is H. So apparently 88 is a shout out to Heil Hitler and all the Nazis. And we learned that from an FBI guy named Frank Figlusi, who pointed that out when Trump lowered the flags and raised them on August 8th. And FBI Frank, who's a higher up at the FBI or was, said that this is a shout out to the neo-Nazis. Perhaps inadvertently, but 88 is high symbolism. So August 8th, poor Donald Trump. He should have raised it on August 9th or August 10th.
The 9th because they're 9 months. And when did the invasion of something happen? September? It happened in September, the ninth month.
This is the mentality, and the Southern Poverty Law Center actually has a long list of things that are considered neo-Nazi, innocuous words like crew, Doc Martens, the popular shoes and boots worn by youngsters that predominantly vote Democrat, fresh cut, like your fresh cut haircut or lawn. These are all shout outs to the Nazis. Who knew?
I know. Well, that's just, and here's the thing that's, number one, the Southern Poverty Law Center has long since been discredited.
It's become a joke.
It's just a joke. And they just, all they do is fundraise and launder money off their, in their offshore accounts someplace. But it's kind of like, numerology or whatever. I mean, you can read meaning into anything you want, and we all know that. But what is so appalling about this, it's funny on one end, and yet it's appalling because here you have quasi or supposedly legitimate news organizations repeating this, that somehow Mike Lindell selling pillowcases for $14.88 is a dog whistle for Nazi causes. Therefore, we all have to hate Mike Lindell and anyone like Trump that Mike Lindell's
Why
associated
don't you
with.
have any of those pillows at home?
Yeah.
Make sure you bought them for $15.99, then you'll be safe.
Yeah.
But yes, it's the fact that the media would take this seriously and run a serious story about this, and try to paint Mike Lindell as somehow a Nazi sympathizer. I mean, that it's you're right. It's like numerology, where you can draw any conclusion you want, and you can look at combinations of numbers and add up the, you know, change the letters to numbers and add them up and come up with whatever you want. You know, the Earth's going to go on forever, or it's going to end tomorrow, based on how you add the numbers and how you interpret it. This isn't science. This is symbolism in the occult, and call it what you want, but it makes no sense. But for major news
Well, it
organizations
does
to be,
match modern day science.
well,
Yeah.
yeah, well, vaccines are safe and effective, so yes, that's
That's
modern
right.
science. But it's absurd, and to give this stuff credence is makes no sense, other
No.
than yes, as a slam against Mike Lindell, who dared to question election integrity and who's
Ooh.
a Trump supporter.
Right. Well, and you know, I mean, I go back to the days when we would have our morning meetings at the TV stations, right? And even as bad as you say, you know, things were, I think that if I had said, hey, you know what, I have a story, Mike Lindell's pillows are 1488, and that's a Nazi dog whistle, someone would have told me to shut up and go do something about the fire that was occurring. You know what I mean? That no one would have taken it seriously. And I would submit that none of the people who actually wrote this story or reported this story actually believed that.
Wrong.
Their whole motive is they want to attack Mike Lindell. And so any excuse, anytime, anywhere will do, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'll bet at a Taylor Swift concert somewhere in the world, some seat sold for $1,488.
Right.
So
Or some swag or something.
I'll bet. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm not going to take the time to look at the ticket prices for every venue. But I'll bet somewhere a ticket sold for $1,488. So
Well,
is she now a neo-Nazi? Is this a dog whistle to Nazis? It's ridiculous. And no one would ever accuse her of that because she's got the proper political views.
and it becomes almost impossible to defend against this, right? Because I mean, in a way, they're just making it up, right? If he put his pillow prices for 1497, they would have found a way to turn that into something. So it's like they're just making it up, and it puts what the, and that's sort of the horrifying thing, right? They're slandering or libeling Mike Lindell. He can't defend himself against it, and people who want to attack him will just use this as another thing, or his supporters, or anybody like that. It's disgusting, just the complete lack of any, you know, I talk about fact checking or the lack thereof,
But
right? I mean,
a certain amount of people will just remember that Mike Lindell is a
well, that's the
neo-Nazi.
point. Yes.
I talked, emailed my sister on something who's over in London, and she said, "Are you, you know?" And she's liberal, of course, and she said, "Are you really in for all the things that Trump wants to do after the election?" And I said, "Well, why don't you tell me what things you think he wants to do after the election? I'll tell you whether I'm for or against him." So, and she said, intelligent, bright, you know, all that stuff. She writes back to me and gives me a litany of things that she really objects to about what he wants to do after the election. About half of them are totally made up, not by her, but by some other source. It is absolutely not true that Donald Trump wants to have get rid of the whatever amendment is, or 2 terms for presidents and so forth. Because he ain't gonna be alive after it. But she's reciting from some, but half of them are just not so. Not so. They're clearly wrong, except she believes them. And I'm sure there has to be some things that I believe because of the always being in the right wing silo that are also not true, although I doubt that. But you know, it's just amazing. I mean, it's and people believe it. And you know, it's amazing that these fact. Well, somebody would say that, you know, you get lots of people today that say ivermectin's is a dewormer for horses and stuff. You know, they haven't heard that that was just BS, and they believe it. So,
Yeah, they don't know it's a Nobel Prize winning drug, and
right.
it's saved countless lives, and it's safe, and blah blah blah. Oh, yeah. And the argument, oh, Trump will stay on as dictator forever. Well,
Right.
and there are intelligent people that say that. And I just ask them, well, why didn't he do that in 2020?
Yeah, when he had the chance.
And yeah, I mean, why didn't he just stay on as president for a second term if that's what
He
he's
would
going
have,
to
but
do?
Nancy Pelosi caught him.
And
Yeah.
then they're, they don't have an answer.
The thing that's really discouraging and disturbing too anymore, and I would say this is, and maybe I'm wrong, but I would say this is more true of the left. I guarantee you, when you write your sister back and say, no, Donald Trump doesn't believe that, he never said it, he has no intention, she would be like, oh, yes, he does. You're wrong. I mean, the left has,
You are.
what you could show them, and then what they would do is they would call you a racist or something like that,
Well,
and sort of sweep.
that's if you've won the argument, they'll call
Right,
you
that's
a
what I'm
racist. Yeah.
saying. It's like there's no ability on their part to say, oh, I didn't know that. I guess maybe I shouldn't hate Donald Trump, at least not for that, right? I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter even anymore when you actually tell people the truth.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with these people. Their minds are made up, and you're not going to convince them otherwise. And I'm sure you run into people like that socially that insist that, January 6th was the biggest threat to democracy, and Trump said this, and Trump said that, and he didn't. I mean, those things have all been debunked.
Right.
Uh,
Well, it
the
used to
suckers,
be.
suckers and losers, and the fine people, and all this stuff, the Russia hoax, everything that's been thoroughly debunked. It's nonsense, but people cling to it and believe it. It's it's like believing in Santa Claus.
When I became a bartender, one of the first things they taught you was, don't discuss politics or religions with a customer. You go, why not? Because you're not going to convince anybody of anything, ever, ever. And that's always been the case, if you're not going to convince somebody. But before, you were operating on a sort of similar fact pattern. You don't even agree about the facts anymore. And they'll say it's because, you're a Fruit Loop. But it is amazing. We operate on a whole different level of facts. You can't go, well, there's this. They go, no, it's not. That's a lie.
But yeah, and if you're Mike Lindell, how do you be like, no, here's the reasons we made it that price? I'm like, nope, you did it because you're a Nazi.
Well, there's no
And
number you can't come up with, can't say something.
well, it's the idea of fact checking, and who's fact checking the fact
Yeah.
checkers? I had a piece in American Thinker this morning about that, and some of the stuff from the debate that ABC News, the debate moderators were all over it, and the media's all over it, and Trump lied, and it turns out he didn't. The crime statistics, we just learned about how many crimes illegals have committed, and yeah, crime is up, and the prisons are being let out. How are you going to find definitive proof of that that satisfies these people? Venezuelan government is not going to admit that they're sending their criminals here. Our government is not going to admit it. But here in Aurora, we have members of a criminal prison gang. So prison gang implies that you were in prison. You can't be in a prison gang if you're not in prison. It's kind of logical. And
One of
if
the
the gang
criteria.
members are here, by definition, they are criminal. You otherwise don't join. This is not the Jets and the Sharks from West Side Story, where you go out and rumble. These are dangerous criminal gangs. And of course they're here. Even if Kyle Clark and Jared Polis don't want to admit it, it's in the news. They're here. They're being arrested. Of course they're doing that. And
Well, if
why is crime down in Venezuela? They're
yeah,
like
well,
an
I mean,
all-time low.
if you were the head of Venezuela or Guatemala or El Salvador, and you knew that people were going to the United States, you could tell them, look, you're in prison here for 20 years, or you can just get out of here, and then we don't have to feed you or do anything else. You have to go to the
Absolutely.
United States.
Yeah.
And they go, okay. And then, insane asylums, hey, it costs a lot to run an insane asylum. Just let them on the road into the United States, and boom, problem solved.
We could solve our prison problem if we
Yes.
emptied out our prisons into Canada or
Yeah.
China or somewhere. Yeah, but they're coming here and they're committing crimes. It's in the news daily, and to deny that is ridiculous, but the fact checkers are. So who's fact checking them?
Yeah. Well, I wonder if reality is, Jacob, one of our listeners, and Jacob, I did see that, send a clip of what's going on in New York City, talking about how it's just its video of the illegal immigrants, of what's really going on there in New York City. And I wonder, Here's where I have hope, and that is people are, whether they like it or not, being red pilled because people can see in New York City what's going on. People can see in Aurora what's going on. People could see that the masks didn't work and the vaccines didn't,
Who's they?
well, just Americans,
No, they
okay?
can't because they're never presented that. They're listening to Kyle Clark or listen to
No,
Channel
what I'm
7
saying
or
is
9 or.
but there's an I just think that in certain circumstances there are enough people who do see for their own eyes, and maybe that's why I think you see Trump surging. Is like they can see that the grocery prices have gone up. They can
They can see
see
that.
that gasoline prices have gone
They got
up,
that one down.
and they can see whether it's like ABC News is down 40% from 4 years ago in the key demographic. I mean, that's like
Trump supporters.
astonishing, right? Well, I mean, but people are the good news is, I guess what I'm thinking is people, I think, are waking up, and these so-called fact checkers, I think fewer and fewer people are paying
People
attention
are
to them.
not waking up, Julie. That's
All
why
right.
they're
Well,
very
yeah, I mean,
intellectual.
the fact checkers are very one-sided, and you Google any one of these controversial topics, and it's all fact-checking, and they're wrong. No evidence, no evidence. Well, who in Springfield, Ohio, do you think government officials are going to say, yeah, the Haitians are eating animals there? There are anecdotal reports. There are people that say that, but who wants to go on record and be doxxed and castigated and sued and who knows what? The government officials are all getting money. They're renting their apartments at double rent. They're getting NGO money.
Right.
Why are they going to say anything?
Right.
So, good luck ferreting out the truth, especially if journalists are not interested in finding it. And that's a big problem that they don't ask the questions. They don't ask why excess mortality is up 10, 20% from pre-COVID days. Why is that? COVID's over and the mortality rates are still high. Nobody's asking. And
No.
that's, I
Well,
think journalists have dropped the ball on doing what they're supposed to. There's a narrative that they want to protect, and they will fight furiously to protect it. That's not journalism. That's propaganda. That's state-owned media, what you'd see in Orwell or the Soviet Union or Communist China. It's really ridiculous.
Go on MSNBC to the website and try to find anything that's journalism. I mean, honestly, it doesn't purport not to be a propaganda site. It is everything is for propaganda. It doesn't ever say something that would be contrary to the left side. It's just propaganda. Every once in a while on CNN, they feel obligated to put a little
Well, I
something.
mean, there was a hurricane, but of course, well, they're ignoring that.
Oh,
Anyway,
that's
so.
climate change,
Oh,
Julie.
yeah, that's
That is
right. Good
totally.
point.
See, you don't know how bad it is if all of a sudden in the Appalachia they're under flood. You're denying climate change? Come on. Come on. Jeez.
I'm writing an article about climate change and misinformation, and what I just found is that once upon a time in the Arctic, palm trees grew and camels lived. And
Wow.
these are life forms that typically you see near the equator, where it's very hot. Once upon a time, the Arctic was hot. Well, how did
One
that
time
change?
hop, one time the Arctic was on the equator.
So, the climate changes. Ice ages have come and gone, and
What did I saw there
everybody's all
was?
excited because it's, Denver tied a 132-year-old heat record yesterday or the day before. Well, 132 years in a 4.5 billion year history of planet Earth. So what?
Right. Well, and it was, I read a story. It was in the Denver Post and maybe Colorado Sun, which I would point out because we need to point this out at every point, every opportunity. A lot of those reporters and a lot of their staff positions are funded by NGOs and grants specifically aimed at climate reporting, right? So these are reporters who if they report that there is no climate change, they lose their job and their money and their
We'd
freedom.
offer a grant at the Chronicle to do a objective fact-checking one for climate change. So they didn't want to see all the articles we do. I mean, should we take the money? I mean, come on. No.
Story in either the Colorado Sun or the Denver Post where it said, shockingly, Colorado's water supply is at normal levels. I'm like, well, number one, why is that shocking? Why is normal
Shocked.
shocking, implying that, oh, there's something fishy here and it's really not, and we're all gonna die any day soon anyway. But you're right. It's just so bizarre. And I don't believe them anyway when they say 132 years. It's like, I'd like to see those records. And you look at even the amount of cement in the city in downtown Denver
Oh,
anymore,
sure.
right? And roads and things like that. So that have so yes, the temperature's hotter, but it has nothing to do with like the climate shifting,
What was the temperature 300 years ago on this
Right.
date, or 800 years ago, or 10,000 years ago? That you have to look at that. And there's some recently released records that show that it's actually we're quite cool in terms of 500 million year history. So the
Well, this
global
is from
warming is nothing.
our producer Thomas says, isn't there a polar swap every 1,000 years? That's what you're talking about. Doesn't that alter the climate? It's like you would think, you
Well, a
know.
lot of things do. Volcanoes and meteors and solar activity. The universe is a big place, and there's a lot more going on. We're planet Earth is a nothing planet in a nothing solar system in an average galaxy among billions of them. So this is where our insignificance in the universe is
Except for the Chuck
understated,
and
if
Julie show
anything.
and your columns.
Well,
Well,
the best thing about these days is you can say, well, we're nothing in this universe. Now, there's a lot of scientists say, well, there are lots of
yes,
universes.
yes,
We're
infinite
the number
number of
one podcast.
universes.
That's right. That alternate universe, we're the number one podcast. Well, we're going to talk more about this a little
The
bit later on
alternate
your show.
universe, Donald Trump beat Joe Biden. So that's there.
Hey.
The votes, there was no election chicanery, and Trump won 50 states. That's the alternate universe.
Things that I worry about it too is that I think they're gearing up to crack down. So, for instance, the last week, Chuck and I did a show where we talked about the fact that the court had ruled that the Public Interest Legal Foundation proved its case, and Jenna Griswold, the Colorado Secretary of State, had to release the public records that are the voter registration records, right? And Facebook pulled the post down, pulled that show down, and said it violated their community standards. Now, we hadn't violated their community standards in at least a year, but I mean, this was, I don't know what in it triggered it. I think I said something about election integrity, so that might have done it. But I worry that the suppression, like who checks the fact checkers, no one's going to, and that's why they're doing it, because they're like, no one's, we don't need to bother, because anyone who checks this is going to be squashed like a bug.
Well, COVID was the test run.
Yeah.
They
Yes. Yeah.
enforced massive compliance all over the Western world,
Yes.
and they got it. So they know how to do it again. And whether it's a pandemic, a war, a cyber attack, whatever, the test run was successful. And if the Democrats win, then yeah, John Kerry has hinted at that, or
Right,
not
right.
even hinted. Hillary Clinton has. They will clamp down. And your show will go away, American Thinker will go away, all these things will be.
Well, we're banned on YouTube, and we're getting, community standards on Facebook. And quite frankly, we like to think about it. We're cutting edge,
Well, I mean,
we're really out there. I mean, we're a pretty,
the overall threat to democracy.
we're pretty small on the overall threat to democracy,
Yeah,
but
you're not Rush Limbaugh, so
yeah, exactly.
But yes, that's I think censorship is coming, and who knows what that looks like? Re-education camps, or just shut it down, and it's all very controlled media. There are a lot of countries that control their internet and their websites you cannot access.
Well, and I worry that's too why they're saying stuff like this Mike Lindell, it's a Nazi thing, right? So they can go around, and then now they're building, they're building a case, so to speak, against Mike Lindell, and they dribble it out, and then someday they're going to seize his business, shut him down, close down whatever Frank TV and all of his media organizations as well, and say because it's Nazi stuff. And I mean, every little thing. I just think anymore the Democrats, there's a plan and a strategy and a long-term evil goal to pretty much everything they do. None of it is accidental, I
Oh,
think.
I agree. Everything that's happening is part of a plan, and it's It's interesting to speculate on who's doing the planning and how this is all organized, or are these people just all programmed to act like this?
Well, the Babylon Bee did have a good story where the Hezbollah had contacted prominent people in the State Department saying, "What do you do to run an organization when your leader is dead or brain dead?" I mean, the same thing. What do you, how do you keep things going?
Well, they know very well. Biden was asked about missile strikes in Yemen, and he said, "Oh, we need collective bargaining. We'll get him back to the table." Yeah. He had no idea what he was talking about. All he heard was strike, and he's like, "Oh,
Labor group.
it's embarrassing." I mean, and
Amalgamated Houthi terrorists of Northern Ohio want collective bargaining.
we'll send the Teamsters in. We'll get a deal
Yeah,
with
yeah.
the Yemenis.
Ask you, Brian, one question before we go. So you've got this climate article coming up. Where can people read that and get all
Yeah,
of your stuff?
you can find me on American Thinker. I'm there once a week. I write for Rasmussen. I'm there a couple times a month. I have a Substack. I'm on Twitter and Truth Social and publish my articles there. So
Have you gotten anybody to pay you?
I get a little bit from Substack.
All right,
Believe it
yeah.
or not, I have a few paid subscribers.
All right.
I'm not going to retire on it, but
Congratulations.
the
All
first
right.
time I've monetized any of my writing. I've written over 1,000
Yay.
articles.
Good for you. Good for you.
I haven't cleared a dollar an article yet, so I'm way behind.
Well, you do
Labor of
great
love.
work. Your work is important nonetheless. So thank you. And thank you for your time today.
Take care,
All right,
Brian.
thanks for having me on. We'll see you guys.
You
All right,
bet.
sure. Brian Doomed up there. We got a ton of great comments here. Let's see, from Sandra, many illegals are being flown to the United States by whom we need to know. Those are being flown in for the most part, Sandra, by non-governmental organizations, NGOs that are using your tax dollars to get grants from the government. So we're paying for that. From Jacob, it's come out that an individual used the new suicide machine in Vermont.
I saw
A lady in New York ordered one of those suicide machines. That's Hillary Clinton. Credit
that.
Greg Gutfeld. Google is algorithming, if there is such a word. What comes up first in a search? If you Google Trump attempted assassinate Trump attempted assassination, it'll bring up the Lincoln or the Kennedy assassination. And then Charlene, Google is worthless for information. Then from Jacob again, during the Trinity test in New Mexico in 1945, air temperatures rose to over 9,000 degrees. The intense heat fused the sand in the crater, and now that's man-made climate change brought to us by a Democrat president. That's right. And from Charlene, yes, Dr. Doomdev's articles are excellent. Well, to kind of switching or concluding, but switching a little bit to the censorship thing, I think the censorship industrial complex is gearing up, and I think they're gearing up win or lose for the election, right? If Trump wins, I think the deep state and the elites are in enough power and in control that they're going to try to censor things. I think if the Democrats win, they're going to totally censor things, right? I mean, they're now openly, Hillary Clinton thinks people who put out disinformation should be jailed, right? John Kerry totally opposed to the First Amendment anymore. It's just such a hassle. And they're setting this, and they're not just saying this, right? They're setting the stage for this. And so, Thomas, if we could, this was John Kerry speaking of at all places, the World Economic Forum. You just
Where
know,
else? Where
they
else?
hate the
Where
First
else?
Amendment there. If we could please play the John Kerry soundbite.
It's really hard to govern today. You can't, there's no, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go, and their people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick, and has an agenda, and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground.
Let's break that down. I mean, what he says there is so alarming. First, he's talking about it's hard to govern because people can select their own sources of information. It's like, well, wait a minute. It's like, what he's saying there is that it's the government's job to decide what you believe. And it's the government's job to decide what information you have access. You should not be able to self-select. I mean, he just wants one overall government-controlled source of information, be it news, be it the internet, be it whatever, be it search engines.
I mean, unless you're in a totalitarian state, you could always self-select the news. That's why newspapers were you know, pro-communist or pro-Nazi or pro-anything. People would buy the media that they wanted. So nothing's really changed. What has changed? I mean, that kind of statement by Kerry would have been, you know, unbelievably castigated by everyone. I mean, he would have been totally eviscerated. No one in the last 50 years that he's familiar with would listen to that and kind of, that's one sick cowboy. That is one dangerous, sick cowboy. And you know, they've learned, you know, Macron does it. And oh, God, there's some, you know, this Nietzsche kind of thing. Oh, we're going to destroy you.
What he talked about, too, I mean, keep in mind, I mean, number one, it's like the complete lack of self-awareness there. I mean, it is the left, right? I mean, in the ABC, in the thing, they talked about police officers died in January 6th, which is completely not true, right? I mean, and they're like, so they put out the disinformation. They're the ones with the agenda. And yet he calls it, he's implying that it's all on the conservative side and the populist side, I would say, not even conservative, because I think there are plenty of people, and we'll play some sound bites later, who would say, no, I am not a conservative, but I'm a Alex Berenson, Matt Taibbi, right? You know, probably Russell Brand, you know, I don't know if he's, you know, would say, no, I'm a populist. But it's like, but then he calls it sick. He doesn't just call it wrong. He doesn't call it misinformed. He calls it sick, right? I mean, they're gearing up to be able to declare all of this illegal. And they want to, we saw, and thank God for Elon Musk, we saw the government infiltration and the takeover of organizations like Facebook, like Google, like Amazon. I mean, they have it like directly, we saw with Twitter, where like, they directly call up and say, get rid of that Alex Berenson. He's talking too much about how vaccines don't work, when they knew it didn't work, right? They knew all along it didn't work.
Well, you know, one of the amazing things is Bill Maher. Bill Maher has always been a lefty, although he's, you know, he kind of occasionally recognized right-wing talking points or whatever, but not very often, but sometimes. And he was on, God, I forget who it was. I think, yeah, it was Laura Ingraham. It was Megyn Kelly. And the things he was saying, and this is all honesty, this wasn't kind
right.
of boner and so forth, you know, all these cops died on January 6th. No, they didn't. And he'd go through a whole litany of ones. Now, he's a person whose whole life is dependent upon gathering information from all sources to make comedy.
Right.
But he stays attuned of everything. And he was unbelievably ignorant about what was true and not true. I mean, he was unbelievably ignorant.
Now, did he acknowledge that he might have been wrong, or did he?
No.
Okay. Well, and I think, you know, but people are fighting back. And
he acknowledged it in the sense that he kind of would go,
maybe I shouldn't. Well, but. Well, but when you talk about bipartisan, I think this is one of the biggest, but besides the whole, you know, the transgender sexual mutilation of children, what's going on with our kids, that I think transcends partisanship. And I think this I think you have parents who would previously have identified as Democrat who say, I don't want a boy changing the locker room with my girl. I think that.
You know, they've always been that. You know, I'm making sure that people don't leave too big a carbon footprint while I drive around the world in my jet and spinning it off. I mean, they've always exempted themselves from their own rules.
But I think this censorship thing is hitting people. I mean, you see, they had.
Why do you think these things?
I'm about to prove it. If you quit interrupting me,
because
you've got
truthing away or fact checking live, Julie Hayden.
Matt Taibbi is a former Democrat. He's not a conservative anymore. Alex Berenson is not a Republican. Well, Russell Brand, I bet, would not have been a Republican. I think that there are people on this issue.
That's so few that you listen to and the left no longer does.
Okay, Chuck, I'm going to play the soundbite anyway.
You play the soundbite anyway.
I think that there are people who have been censored, like Alex Berenson, right, who have realized, that if they step out of line, even though they go to all the right parties and they drink Chardonnay, right, but if they they step out of line on any particular issue that the left says they shouldn't be stepping out of line on, they will be smacked down.
You'd have your point if you could show me Alex Berenson or Matt Taibbi article on a left to center site. Then you'd have.
They don't even have them. I mean, they don't. What do you mean a left to center site?
Well, if you had the left, or you want to call it the liberal, whatever else, doing a Matt Taibbi article or Alex Berenson, so that, in fact, all these people out there are saying, oh, my God, Alex Berenson's saying this, or Matt Taibbi.
No, that's what I'm trying to say, is that they have left those sites. He left the New York Times.
I know, right? But even none of them will ever print anything they say. So all those people on the left don't even see it. They never saw it.
That's true. But there are those people, they are leaving that. And Chuck, you're...
Confusing. Yeah, I'm confusing. I'm confusing.
It's like the Matt Taibbi soundbite, because
we're going to hear this Matt Taibbi soundbite, unless you like it or not. Matt Taibbi, go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah. So just the other day, former presidential candidate John Kerry gave a speech, or he was at the World Economic Forum, and he talked about how the First Amendment was a major block to their efforts to hammer out of existence what he calls disinformation, because he says it's too hard to govern now. It's too hard to obtain consensus. So they use digital disinformation. They use digital censorship basically to wipe out speech they don't like. And it's not about truth or falseness. It's really about whether or not you approve of official narratives.
Yeah, you've done a good job, too, of exposing that we're often paying for these disinformation, whether they're NGOs or they're parts of our government, our State Department, that are funding these organizations that are out to censor us digitally and otherwise. Matt, you're great, and I love that you...
Well, and they censor you. Not only do they fact-check you, which is fake, right, NGOs, right. They also put up, they block your ads, so you can't make any ad revenue.
Right.
So again, I just kind of worry, not kind of, I definitely worry, that they are, this John Kerry stuff, the Hillary Clinton stuff, they're all coming out now, and they're preparing us and trying to mentally brainwash us, I guess, in preparation for a major censorship crackdown. And like I said, they're building a case against Mike Lindell, right? I just don't think that happened in a vacuum. Yeah, yeah. I don't think John Kerry said that in a vacuum.
No, he thought about it. That is something he's thought about and thought it very important to put it out on an international stage. And he's not ashamed of it. He's not ashamed the least bit. What he just said, what any other time in our country's history would have been abhorrent. It would have absolutely been abhorrent.
That's right. And from Charlene, the cabal has erased Matt Taibbi from their info silo, so the left is no longer hearing his voice. Exactly. Coordinating attack by the commies. And not even if it's come. I mean, I think it's totalitarian, isn't it? I mean, it's like, at least.
I mean, they're totalitarian.
Okay. Did they? All right. Well, it's commies and totalitarian. I just worry, and I worry that they will do it win or lose, right? Because they still do control the deep state. They do still control the establishment rich elite, right? Amazon, which has defense contracts, all kinds of contracts, still controls what you can see and read. Google still controls the search engines.
Well, we do have Twitter or X.
Yep, Elon Musk.
That's huge, really, in its own way.
Right. Well, and he's just rich enough, right? I mean, they cracked, and they need him to rescue the astronauts that NASA stranded. Yeah. So they can't be mean to him until after that. But you know what? Segueing a little bit, it's not just the Democrats, though. The establishment Republicans do the same thing. So we talked a lot last week about how the grassroots won in court. The court declared Dave Williams is indeed the real head of the Colorado Republican Party. Eli Bremer is not, right? So the establishment Anschutz industrial media complex, the liberal media in Denver, the Denver Post, Channel 9, all of those, when the court initially said they would hear, when Eli Bremer was initially falsely and fraudulently and illegally elected, they all had big stories in it, big stories, big stories. Eli Bremer's all over the place, right? Dave, the court rules that Dave is the legitimate chair. Eli is not. They did stories on it. I don't think the TV station, maybe Kyle Clark did, but they did little things on it. And it was up there for about a day or two, right? When Eli Bremer was elected and Dave was fake ousted, it was up there for weeks, right? But you go to any of the Anschutz Media Industrial Complex or the Denver Post or places like gone. Gone from the website. You would never know that had happened, right? So if you were on vacation or just took the weekend off and didn't check, you would not know, if you were a Republican even, that Dave Williams was declared by the court to be the real the real head of
Well,
the
and
party.
they're having him on and others. And it's a shock. It's a shock. Well, I've been involved tangentially regarding the law case, just listening to something. And everybody's saying, how do we lose this case? How can the Republicans lose this case? The Eli Bremer side should have no chance.
Right.
No chance. And they kind of, oh, this is unbelievable. This is incredible. What an upset. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I mean, it's incredible.
Right. Well, and again, it's hard to find. It's hard to find if, unless you look to places like us. One other thing I wanted to talk about, though, speaking of that, is not that, but just sort of fake stuff that the left doesn't do. So Donald Trump has visited sites in Georgia, I think.
Smart idea. Georgia's a big state. It's critical for the election and so forth. Biden, no.
No,
It's Kamala Harris, said, no. No, we don't
but
need to go to these places,
no.
East
Don't
Palestine. No, we don't go to kind
actual tragedies and
of.
disasters.
People want help and crap, you know.
It
No, we've got to give another $8 billion
Michigan.
to Ukraine. They need it now.
That's right. We don't have any money left. So Donald Trump went there and visited and said, here's what we can do to help, whatever we can do to help, et cetera. Joe Biden was asked, and he said he's been on vacation to Rehoboth or whatever. He's been
Rehoboth.
Rehoboth Beach. And he said, well, he spent 2 hours on the phone
Woo.
over the weekend.
Woo.
And then they put out Kamala's campaign, put out a picture of her. Looks like she's in a party.
Seriously, yeah.
She's like looking serious. She's got a pen in her hand and she's got her earphones in and giving the impression that she's on the phone listening intently as we
And
speak.
shepherding all the aid that she's going to recommend or can help. And since Joe Biden undoubtedly turned it over to her, and she's okay, let's send the Humvees, let's send the let's go do this, let's do that, let's get all those people out there, let's make sure they have enough money and food and water. No, she's just sitting there giggling. I
Well,
mean,
no, not even that. It's worse than that. Trump pointed out that the headphones that she's listening to are not connected to the phone, right? You have to connect your headphones to the little thing. Otherwise, you can't hear
that's
the voice. And
great, that's great.
Trump tweets out. It's like,
Okay.
well, that sound looks good and all, but the phone doesn't work unless you plug the headphones in. And then the paper is totally blank, right? So she's not
Well,
doing
it's
anything.
kind of like her
So,
brain.
but it's like the other time when she couldn't answer questions from reporters because she's been playing going around the phone.
Right.
Same thing. The headphones not plugged in. Someone needs to tell Kamala that in order first, why she does not have AirPods. Every 12-year-old, and older, even I have AirPods, right? Has AirPods. So no one uses the cord thing anymore, right? She just has to use it for a prop. So she should knock that off. This is advice to her campaign people. Quit using the cord. You keep getting caught too much. That's because she has all these young interns by Donald Trump and the rest of us who say she's not going to
You
stop
think
with
that's going to be
anything.
covered by the left?
But here's the thing. What I was going to say is her interns don't really know what the cord is anymore. That's why they don't
No, they're
realize
like, ooh,
that.
good
They need to
point.
get somebody over 30 who could say, no, put the AirPods in because then no one could actually really tell, right?
Right.
They need to get smarter about that. But you're right. No one's going to call her out on that. No one's going to care. No one's going to say, are you guys actually doing anything to help these people?
No.
They're just going to like try to make it for make
Well, we found out. I mean, East Palestine, Ohio, hillbillies. We ain't helping no hillbilly crackers. No, sirree, Bob. If
That's
there's a
right.
problem in Atlanta, maybe. Maybe we'll, but not up in Appalachia, us? No, no.
From Charlene, Trump got the regime busy when he visited Valdosta today. I think that's right. Otherwise, they wouldn't have talked about it at all,
Well, it
right?
kept it quiet.
Yeah.
What flood?
Well, they would have just, that's where they had to get that picture out of Kamala. And we could briefly talk about this too, Jacob. I had that same question. Jacob says, I was surprised that the deep state allowed Trump to talk with Zelensky. What did you make of that? That you would was Zelensky just covering his bases? Why do you think
That's a good question.
that the Biden administration let him, did they think that Trump would somehow mess it
Because
up?
no one's in charge over there.
Good point.
You know, they said, Zelensky is talking to Trump. They're telling Biden, you go, oh, he's coming to Rehoboth Beach. No, no. Kamala, what?
But did the Ukrainians give us more money? That could be. Excuse
Is
me,
our sincerity part of the sincerity of the sincerity-ness? I mean, they don't have, no one's in charge there. They dropped a bunker bomber
over at the DNC, and all of them are gone.
I think, it says something to me that Zelensky wanted to visit Trump too, though. I mean, that's kind of, don't you think Zelensky?
Well, he's covering his ass to the extent he
Right.
can. I mean,
Right.
no, that's smart on his part.
Right. Well, and Trump, we know, I mean, he's always said, I'll talk to anybody. But that's a really good point. Maybe that is, Jacob, that maybe no one there actually realized it, or there was, and Blinken was busy, so he couldn't say,
Drones?
stop
What
it.
a drone? We're on the drone?
Well,
What is that?
and the same thing, they're, looking at what's going on in Israel now, that's certainly,
Oh, they are annoying.
heating up.
Biden keeps on saying, we're trying to de-escalate as the Israelis are decimating, which is not the right verb, but decimating the entire leadership of Hezbollah. I mean, it's just incredible. And Trump's going, Anthony Blinken, we're trying to get them to just de-escalate. Yeah, it's working really well.
Once we settle that Houthi strike,
Yeah, that
once we
Houthi
settle
thing,
the strike.
that's going well too.
Well, and that's another thing what he was talking about. And actually, I think I'll cut Biden a little bit of slack. Maybe
You
he
got it.
didn't. Maybe he didn't. When who knows what he can hear these days.
Yeah.
So he heard strike. There is the dock workers. Some 50,000 dock workers are going to go on strike tomorrow, which could all have just a minor impact on the whole supply chain in the country, right? Coming at the best of
Well,
all
the best
times.
part about it, though, we're not going to let those corporations use that crummy excuse, that price gouge. No siree, Bob. We're going to keep the prices nice and high on you.
Well, it does come at a tough time for the Biden administration, though, right? Because I mean, they need the economy to improve.
They need the stock and the dock workers to vote for them, though. They can't go, no, it's off.
That's it. Then, no, there's no, once again, no talk about actually doing the right thing.
No.
It's like there's a weight here. Okay, so which is worse, if the U.S. economy crushes the consumer
That'll
again,
take maybe a
or
few
that
weeks.
lose, because we don't have a lot of union support, so we need to shore up our
Well,
union support.
they're part of the Teamster, aren't they? Or could be.
No, I think they're their own thing.
I know.
I think they're own. Oh, okay. And well, that's maybe they take a test poll, say, who do the dock workers support?
Who are they most like? They're most like the truckers.
They're most like, so then, because I guarantee you, if they were Trump supporters, they would crush them and
Yeah.
they would take the government would take over and say,
They
we
just don't
can't do
know.
a
They've got to
strike.
do some polls among the dock
Can
workers.
I just interrupt one quick thing?
Sure, of course.
Netanyahu came out to give a speech at the UN the other day. And so what he did was he wanted all the protesters to be at the UN so they can hear the speech. So he had them paid.
Oh, there you
He had
go.
them paid. So they all phoned him. I thought it was a good line. All right.
Good. All
Have a good
right.
day.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacob. And thank you for all the stuff that you send me. Hey, let me we're still working on the Wednesday show, but on Friday, we're gonna have Ash Epp on. She's Ash in America. Ash has worked long and hard on election integrity. Heidi Ginnall, for some reason I don't understand, recently decided that she's suddenly discovered that the Colorado election
It's
system
not the
is
gold standard.
it's not the gold
Has she
standard.
been talked to Ken Buck? He knows it's the gold standard.
Wayne Williams, well, that's a gold standard. She discovered, and we talked a little bit about this, but the U.S. government has admitted forever that sometimes, indeed, the ballot machines can be connected to the internet. They have that capability. Now, whether they were, that's a whole other question. But they can be. After they kept telling us, even the CISA people said they could. For some reason, to me, it's kind of interesting. I don't know what the reason would be. Heidi Ginnall has suddenly come out trying to make everybody pay attention to her. And I guess she didn't get the memo that you get banned if you say this. I mean, I don't know, maybe your Twitter account will be closed or something like that. And she was complaining about the mainstream media not covering it. It's like, Heidi, where have you been? It's more like election deniers get slammed, they get harassed, they have
They're
their
jailed.
livelihood, they get threatened. It's kind of like, it's not that no one knew this before. So I'm curious as but Ash Epp was tweeting, she's like, are you kidding me? She and Jeff Hunt on 710 KNUS, she's like, not the gold standard. They're shocked. She's like, years ago, she and Colonel Smith testified before the legislature. Ash went through a whole trial on this where the judge ruled in Ash's favor totally 100%. So she's going to come on and sort of, again, set the record
We
straight.
should have
And
Heidi on the debate.
yeah, really. Well, Heidi agrees with her, but I don't understand why it took Heidi until 36 days before the election when it's far too late to do anything about it. Where was
Never too
she?
late, Julie. Never too late.
She when actually maybe we could have done something about it, and where was she standing up for people like us who've been complaining about it and getting banned everywhere? But anyway, we'll be talking about that on Friday.
That's good. That's good.
That's right.
We'll try to get Heidi.
That's, yeah, well, in the meantime, though, that will do it for us today. Thank you to Dr. Jundup, everybody on Zoom, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.